Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's have a word of prayer. We get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, we thank you. We praise you and worship you, sir. And we open our eyes and ears to see and hear from heaven. For words that move heaven on the earth. And we thank you for it. We give you the praise and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Would you join Gloria and me again today in welcoming Dr. Caroline Leaf to this broadcast?
Thank you.
I'll tell you.
Welcome, Caroline.
Good to be here. Thank you.
I am so pleased at what God is revealing through the anointing that God has placed in and on you to take His Word and then take that the revelation of His Word and then go to science and which reveals the Word of God. When science and the Word are together, you don't have just scientific facts, you have scientific truth.
Yes.
And that's big. That is really big today. And I'm telling you, this woman's got the she's got the scientific world flipped up over on its ear too, because she's particularly in some very, very eye-opening theory that the Lord gave her from the Word of God, and she took it into science then and proved it. And I don't even know how to talk about it. It is so good. Amen.
And you're gonna, what was that Brother Hagin used to tell about, and I'm going to let my wife tell you all about it. What was it?
Amen. Anyway.
Because he didn't know.
Let's open our Bibles today to Philippians chapter 4. And we're going to begin reading here with the 6th verse. Be careful, or, now this is very important for what we're looking at today. That word careful is filled with care or anxious, anxiety. All anxiety is fear-based, not faith-based. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, if the Word tells us exactly what to think on, that means we have the power of choice.
That's
we
right.
can think on that whether we feel like thinking on it or not. Well, yeah, Brother Copeland, but what difference does it make? Well, let me tell you what difference it makes. If the Word of God says it, then it makes a difference. Now, because what you think gets into your heart,
that's
what you begin to say. And what you say is what comes to pass. Now, all of this process, which is a spiritual process, has physical effect on the brain. The thought life controls the brain. The brain then, through chemicals, control the physical body. Are you listening to me now? Now, this is something that is medical science knows that the body's got chemicals and all of that, and it releases certain chemicals and certain things happen. But what they didn't understand was the effect of the brain. The brain begins to get damaged by its thoughts, physically damaged by its thoughts. Amen. Now, that's as far as I'm going to go with this, because I'm going to turn it over to the girl that knows how it happens, why it happens, and what to do about it. Praise God. Oh, man, this is so good. When I read the first book of yours I read, and you had pictures in there that actually showed what was going on the inside of the human brain under the impact of certain thoughts and then opposite thoughts and so forth, and that there's certain thoughts that actually damage the brain.
Absolutely. What you've read, that scripture, you know, I've quoted that scripture since I was 18 years old every single day of my life, that scripture that you, amongst others, but that's like being one of my foundational scriptures, because the mind is what's changing the brain, as we say. So here's the thing. The mind controls the brain. The brain does not control the mind. That's amazing if you think of it. So the mind controls the brain. The brain does not control the mind. So that means our mind is powerful and changes the brain, which means we're not a victim of our biology. Our biology can change.
When you say biology, you're talking about your natural DNA,
yep,
right?
Yep, the DNA down to the level of subatomic particles on a quantum level, right up to the macro level of our actual body. So right the way, all the way from the small, the tiniest things to the biggest things is all controlled by the way that the mind is functioning. So when we think on these good things, when we do what it's, do not be anxious, and when you do what the Bible says, you're in the zone that you designed for. That's your normal, that's your natural. So when we say things like, I'm not perfect, I just made that mistake, I'm not perfect, that's incorrect, because we made perfect in God's image, but we've used our choices incorrectly, we've used our mind incorrectly, and there's a consequence, which is what Deuteronomy 30:19 says. So what we need to do is start like at the beginning, and that is that a thought is a real thing. A thought is the same as a memory. When God says bring all thoughts into captivity to Christ Jesus, he didn't say, well, bring someone Monday and someone Tuesday. He said all thoughts,
all
day long, everything, yes. So we are designed to be aligned with God, and as we talk through these broadcasts, I'll show you how we are actually designed to constantly be in dialogue with God, because thoughts are real things that change the physical structure. I believe that our triune being, spirit, soul, body, we're in a physical body to help us to actually wake up and realize when we stepped out of alignment with God. Because the minute we make a wrong choice and we step into the fear zone, we actually will feel the physical effects in our body, because our DNAs change the way the proteins are forming. So a thought, as you're thinking now, as you're listening to me now, you are literally generating, I am speaking a signal, it's going into your brain. I'm going to show you the first image, it's going to help people understand this. I'm going to show you a big picture of inside the brain, and it's a picture of us hanging out of our head, literally. So we're going to see a picture over here, and this is like half of our brain. Fortunately, we don't look like this, but this is our five senses. So our five senses are the contact between the external world and the internal world of our mind. So we are receiving the events and circumstances of life through our five senses. Mm-hmm. They go in as signals, electromagnetic and quantum signals, into our brain. Our brain is made up of 100 structures, and there's a very distinct process that the information, as it passes through the brain, that it moves through those 100 structures. But the brain is just receiving. It's just a receiver. It's a very complex organ. We only understand about 2-8% of the brain. That's all we understand about the brain. It's hugely complex, but it should be complex, because our minds are hugely complex, because our spirit is hugely complex, because we're made in the image of a hugely complex God. So the human brain is very complex, but it's designed to be able to hold the thoughts of the mind. So thoughts are memories. So the information comes in and it's processed in your non-conscious part of your mind, which is the dominant part of our mind, which operates 24 hours a day at 400 billion plus actions per second. So right now, your non-conscious mind is working with your conscious mind, which is only a small part of you. Your conscious mind operates when you're awake. So your non-conscious mind is operating 24 hours a day, very fast, not bound by space and time, hugely fast, faster than the speed of light, quantum speeds. Your conscious mind is limited to the here and now. It's a very, very small part of who we are, and it's limited by the present, the past, and the future. But the majority of us is not limited by the present, past, and future, because that's the spiritual part of us, and we're predominantly spiritual. So when we receive information like you're receiving now through the signals, through your, through all your five senses and into your brain, that signal comes in and it activates memories from the non-conscious mind. So then things will pop up, literally pop up from the non-conscious mind, 4 to 5 to 7 things per any one moment, but they pop up in a sequence. And what pops up from the non-conscious are thoughts that we have implanted over time. We've been building thoughts, which are memories, right from when you were conceived, right from when we were conceived, we were building memories. So all the way through the time in the womb, and every day we're changing those memories. Every time we think, because we are a thinking being, we are changing what those trees look like, because those thoughts look like trees. So the information comes in, it's the signal, it moves through the brain, and that signal, as it moves through the brain, it impacts the DNA, which is deep down inside the cells of the body, inside the nucleus of the body, just waiting there dormant. Like I used this illustration yesterday, the DNA contains the chromosomes, the nucleus which contains the chromosomes, which unwind into the DNA strand, that little ladder thing. We can show an image to the viewers. And that has got the genetic code. Now, it can't do anything until we think. So what you're doing now is the signal that's coming in. You're thinking about my words, which is causing your genes, multiple genes, across your entire body to actually respond to what I'm saying. So genes are expressing. You then, in your brain, the genes are basically making proteins, which are, and so right now, very, very fast, at 400 billion actions per second, you both are building thoughts, and all the viewers are building thoughts, which look like trees inside their brain. So passing through the 100 structures of the brain, and you're building thoughts in your brain of this information, which is a temporary memory. It's a temporary memory because it will only last for 24 to 48 hours unless we stabilize it. But we can talk about that in another broadcast. So literally, the signal turns from this mind, the signal comes in, and our mind activates that signal. Stuff from the non-conscious moves into the conscious to help us understand this incoming information. So for example, right now, you're probably thinking of a scripture, of an experience. So as you're hearing my words, it's making you remember things. So we are able to do more than to deal with 4 to 7 things at any one time. We are also, while you're listening to me now, you can have a conversation with God, you can hear my words, you can think of the scriptures that are popping up, the memories from the past, and this whole mind thing is going on at super fast speeds. Then you make a choice. As you make a choice, that's the signal that unzips that DNA, the gene expresses, a protein is formed, and the little memory starts forming. And this is happening, and then branches are growing, and the information is growing. Because each of us is unique, even though we're hearing the same message, each of us is building our own designer tree, our own designer thought. Now, the thoughts look like trees, and if I show you this image over here, these are actual trees inside the brain. These are actual neurons, memories inside the brain. Thoughts. Thoughts are memories. That's what they look like. This is, you can see the tree-like structure. So those like are the tree trunks, and those are the little branches. So as you are thinking and learning new information, memorizing the word, hearing what I'm saying, you're growing little branches to hold that information. Mm-hmm. Now you can grow an unlimited amount of branches. We grow one branch per concept. The branches all connect to each other. So that's why they're very dense and very big. We've got 3 million plus years of space in our brain. We can grow, we are deeply intellectual. We can, the more we think, the more branches we grow, the more intelligent we become.
Now, I want you to back up and re-say that, because that impacted me when I read that in your book, that we have brain capacity.
It is beyond.
For what? Three million years plus.
That's the estimate. That's just the estimate of people that aren't even Christians. And if you think of what the scriptures say, to see now is just a poor reflection, to see him face to face. Obviously, if you think of it, Kenneth and Gloria, he has designed us in his image. He's brilliant. So we're brilliant. Yes. So he's given us this brilliance in our brain, because if you look at the numbers, and I'll tell you a few of the numbers as we're going along, we have 75 to 100 trillion cells in our body. 100 billion of those cells are in the, well, form 20% of brain tissue. The other 80% of brain tissue is also different types of cells, but the 20% of brain tissue, which is 100 billion of the 75 to 100 trillion cells in the human body, are where the memories are formed. So we form our memories on these nerve networks inside the brain, which are 100 billion of them. Now, each of those 100 billion nerves or neurons can grow a limitless amount of information. So the more you think, the more branches you grow. There's just no limit to our capacity. So we are we can grow and grow. And as we are changing our brain, this is called neuroplasticity. Neuro meaning brain, plastic meaning to change. So we are designed to literally, constantly, moment by moment of every day, as we are thinking, we're adding more branches, changing branches, redesigning the landscape of our brain. This is the power God has given us. We're not the same now as we were 5 minutes ago because of our discussion, because of the information we've received. We've redesigned our brain. Certain memories have come from the non-conscious to the conscious. We're building a new memory. We're redesigning those old ones that have been popping up. So there's already been in just a 1 minute, a 60-second time frame, there would have been changes in about 760 times, like nearly 300 odd changes inside of our brain. And that's a minimal amount that would have happened. So we're constantly redesigning. So thoughts are real things. Now, we're designed to think only good thoughts. This Philippians 4:8, that's our design.
Think on these things.
And then in Ecclesiastes 7:29, which is the scripture I quoted in one of the other broadcasts, he made us virtuous, he made us perfect, but we choose to go our own pathway. So our design is to do beautiful trees, healthy trees. That's why I use the analogy of the green. We're designed to sit, to say to God, okay, this is the event and circumstance coming at me. I can't control that, but God, you know the answer. I mean, he's done it all. He has every solution, everything, every healing. We were healed. Everything that we need for our life has already been done. It's over there in the pool of probabilities of God's love. It's done. What we have to do is align ourselves with God to hear what we're supposed to be doing to activate what he's already done. So we have to get our mind right to activate what he's already done. But the enemy tells us, hey, make up your own mind, choose your own things. You know, so we start listening to this side instead of listening, aligning with God, because we're designed to align with God. We're designed to be addicted to God. Addiction's not a negative thing. Addiction's only negative when it's in this zone. We are designed to constantly be communicating and absorbed and stimulated and led by the Spirit of God. That's an addiction. They use addiction in the negative sense. We think of the word addiction and we think, you know, alcohol and drugs and cocaine. But that's when addiction has gone wrong.
You know, Scripture says we're addicted to doing good.
Exactly. Yeah. We're addicted to God. We're addicted to doing good. We are addicted for the good. There are no negative pathways in our brain. We have to wire them in. We have to learn how to do those. So we actually have to learn how to build toxic thoughts. So every time we make a toxic choice, a negative choice, the wrong choice, when we don't listen to God, then those proteins, as I mentioned earlier on, will fold incorrectly and we get these distorted versions of the truth. So here's another image of inside the brain, and this would be considered healthy thoughts. So if you look over here, like look this one over here, there's a lot more branches on this one than there are over there, which means that there's more thinking that's happened over there. That's a bigger memory because there's more branches. Now you can grow as many branches as you want on your thoughts. The more you think, the more branches you grow. There's no limit. There's no cap. We don't live 3 million years on this earth, but you've got that amount of space in your brain. So we can just grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. Now that's healthy when we've made good choices, but when we make bad choices, we literally disrupt what it looks like inside of the brain. So we create, now I've used a bit of artistic license, but there's not a black hole. There's actually a toxic thought there, but it's wiry. It's distorted. The proteins are folded incorrectly. Now the minute that, if you cut your finger, okay, we cut our finger. The minute we cut our finger, our liver will secrete what we call C-reactive proteins. Our immune system will secrete other kinds of immune factors, and it will go to the site of damage, and over a period of 21 days, healing will take place. But those things that have been secreted, those little immune factors, go to the site of damage and create a little tent of inflammation so that healing can take place. This is what God's designed in our body. Now, that's a physical injury or a virus. When we have a toxic thought, our body does the same thing. So our immune system recognizes a toxic thought, a wrong choice, in the same way as it recognizes a virus or a physical wound. So it also sends
So it'd be a fear-based thought.
This is fear zone. Mm-hmm. This is love zone. Mm-hmm. So if I choose to be negative, or I choose to have an anxious thought, or I choose to get irritated, it would do the same thing in my brain and my body as if I cut my finger physically and I had blood pouring out. I would have the same reaction. So your body recognizes that as an invasion, like a viral invasion. So it builds inflammation in that area because it's all distorted. The proteins are folded incorrectly. The electromagnetic balance is off. The quantum balance is off. It looks different. It disturbs everything around it. That's why I've created we tried to show this with a black cloud effect. It creates like this black cloud effect on an fMRI machine or a SPECT scan, which is technology that basically is a bird's eye view. It doesn't look at thoughts. Now, as the Bible says, no one except God and us ourselves can read our thoughts. So no machines can ever read our thoughts. But what they can show us is that there is activity going on in the brain, and this would show us healthy activity in the brain, and this would show unhealthy activity in the brain. So when someone is thinking a toxic thought, that area becomes damaged. If you don't deal with it, if you don't forgive, if you don't get rid of it, it disrupts all the natural blood flow, glucose metabolism, electromagnetic balance, and that's what the machines will pick up. That's what an fMRI machine and a SPECT scan will pick up, the damage inside that area of the brain. Now, the good news is that that's not your destiny. You're not a victim of your biology. If that's where you are, that's what you can become. Renewing the mind changes into that.
My. This came up in my spirit from the 112th Psalm. This blessed is the man that fears the Lord and delights greatly in His commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. Now you come down here. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. Now, the impact of, I'm seeing the signal, we're out of time. Did you just have to do that? Yes, it is. Let me finish my statement here. And this, as the Lord leads, we'll take it up tomorrow on this. The impact of sudden bad news is just horrendous.
Yes.
But it doesn't have to stay that way, and you don't have to accept it.
No, you don't have to at all.
What happens when you hear bad news? You go dark. Your mind goes dark. You think that bad stuff, and you have to dump it. You have to get rid of it.
Yeah, exactly. And the first guard against
darkness
that,
the light.
First guard against it, of course, is to be strong in
That's
the word
right.
and the power
have
of
it
his
ready.
Mind. A man, a strong spirit of a man will sustain him through bodily times of trouble and bodily pain. So His mind is strong. The blessing of the Lord is up and round about him. He's protected. He doesn't fall for that. Now, the first thing that comes up is the power of forgiveness. Mm. You better immediately go into forgiving mode instead of letting some bad news stir you up.
Exactly.
You start getting mad to somebody else. And Jesus said to prove that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sin, he said to the man, rise and take up your bed and go home. So the power to forgive and the power to heal are exactly the same power.
Exactly.
And we need to go there tomorrow. Amen.
Amen.
We'll be back in just a moment.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.